We are up to the fourth Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Megillah, and we are on to discussing the schedule for Kriyas HaTorah. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Korin B'Parshas Shkolim. So that week, we read a maftir. The Gemara has a discussion of exactly the parameters, but the way we practice, that week, we read a maftir from the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, that's Parshas Shkolim. Why is that? Because in the month of Adar, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to make a collection. That was their annual campaign. The fiscal year for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Gizbar, the treasury of the Hektish, would begin the first day of Nisan. So they would spend a month fundraising before for the Karbanos for the new year, beginning on the first of Nisan. So the week before, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar fell on Shabbos, that was the first of the month. That's when they would start making their fundraising pitch in shul. Chalios besocha Shabbos, says the Mishnah, but if Rosh Chodesh fell out during the week, then makdim l'shavar, exactly how we do the week before Rosh Chodesh, we makdim and we backed up to the prior week, l'shavar, the Shabbos before, and we read Parsha Shkolim. Umafsikin l'shabbos acheres, like it is this year, there was a break, nothing special about last week's Parsha, Bashnia, and then Zachar. The second week is going to be Parsha Zachar, remembering Amalek, which comes immediately before the reading of the Megillah on Purim, because Purim, the backdrop of that, is the story of Mechias Amalek. Bashlishis, the third week, Para Aduma. Why do we read Para Aduma? Because we're preparing to become Tor, so that we can perform the mitzvah of Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. So we need to read the laws of Para Aduma, of what it means to go through the sprinkling process of the ashes of this special Para Aduma mixed with special water, so that we can all be purified for approaching the holiday of Korban Pesach. Baravias, on the last weekend, HaChodesh HaZelachem, we read Parshas HaChodesh, anticipating the new month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Bachamishis, in the fifth week, Chozrin LeChesidron, we go back to the regular schedule. La kol mafsikin b'rosh chodesh b'chanukah b'purim b'tanis v'mamodos uviyam kippurim. In general, we interrupt the regular order, meaning we paskin the maftir for Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, although we don't have Purim that falls on Shabbos, b'tanios, b'ma'amodos. Ma'amodos was a special Kriyas HaTorah for the representatives of the Jewish people who would stand in the Beis HaMikdash and represent all Jews during the offering of the Korban HaSibur, the public offerings, u'b'yom HaKippurim, and for Yom Kippur. These all have special Kriyas in their own right. Mishnah Hey, b'Pesach Korn b'Parshas HaMoados Shel Toras Kohanim. Each Yontif we read a section of the Torah that expresses the theme, the Kedusha Sayom, the ideal of that day. So on Pesach, we read about this series of holidays in Parshas Emor. That's in what's called Toras Kohanim, because all of the book of Vayikra is about the Torah that relates to the Kohanim and the service in the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'atzeres on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, which is in Sefer Devarim, again, a sequence of the Yamim Tovim. B'Rosh Hashanah, what we read, B'Chodesh HaShvi B'Esel HaChodesh, which is the section that deals with Rosh Hashanah in Parshas Emor. B'Yom HaKippurim, we read Achrei Mos. That's in the morning, and then in the afternoon, we have a separate Kriya. B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot's Korban Parshas HaMoados Shebetoras Kohanim, we read the same thing like we read on the first day of Pesach, B'Shar Kol Yimos HaChag, B'Karbonos HaChag, which is in the Korban Musaf. You'll notice here that there is a parallelism. The Kriya of Pesach and Sukkot are the same. And that's because the truth is that we really have a bifurcated calendar. We have two beginnings of the year. One is in Nisan and one is in Tishrei. In Tishrei, we have the holiday of Sukkot, and that ends with Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. On Nisan, we have the holiday of Chag HaMatzos, or Pesach, and that ends, after a count of 49 days, with Atzeres, that's what we call Shavuos. These two poles of the year, Nisan and Tishrei, are both, so to speak, beginnings. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah even has a debate in which one, we paskin that in Tishrei, but we have a debate in which one the world was actually created. There is a different element of creation that relates to each one. Nisan, that is a uniquely Jewish, above supernatural, miraculous time that we have that's unique to us. HaChodesh HaZelachem, this time of Nisan, it's a uniquely Jewish story, it's above time, as opposed to Tishrei, which is a human experience, all of world, kol boy olam ovlum fanav kvenei baron. And as Jews, We have both. We have the Tishrei experience of Hayom Haras Olam, the universal message that we're part of the world at large. But on Nisan, at the Pesach Seder, that vision of a unique Jewish story that it's above time. It's, in a certain sense, it's in its own time frame because that's the unique destiny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us.